The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Shared with you a little bit about a disturbing story in California, and it's actually a follow-up to one that happened in Hawaii already. California is the second state now to make it illegal for people who are under the age of 21 to possess or purchase tobacco products and also e-cigarettes and e-cigarette-related products. And further, restricting the use for everyone who has an e-cigarette, no matter how old they are. If you now are using, if you're going to be using an e-cigarette, you cannot use it. And I don't know when this goes into effect. It's passed. Here we go. June 9th, according to NPR. So you got about a month left. And then e-cigarettes will no longer be usable in any place where tobacco is banned. So if I don't know where California bans tobacco, I imagine it's all over the damn place, so probably inside all businesses. I'm just guessing here. If you're in California, you know, call in, let us know at 855-450-FREE. Parks, public parks, places like that, nearby any windows and doors of any, you know, business or home. I know apartment complexes in some places in California have had them banned, have had cigarettes banned, so now, by proxy, e-cigarettes will be banned.
I would like to point out, I think that any business that wants to ban e-cigarettes or cigarettes or guns or long hair, whatever it is that you don't like, you should be able to ban that from your business. I totally believe in that because I think that that's what a free country is about.
Yeah, we're not talking about businesses banning things.
Right,
here.
We're talking about the government
right.
saying that you can't do certain things in your business.
Like, you can't smoke in this studio. That's a rule for this studio. I'm not against your right to smoke, but if you want to smoke, you can smoke outside. I'm sorry, I don't want your smoke interfering with my studio equipment. That stuff's expensive.
It's not good for computer equipment. It makes everything stink.
So, yeah, private property makes sense. We did have one lady call in to support the idea of the smoking ban. Maybe you support the idea of restricting young people even further, because it was under 18. Now it's under 21. Cannot possess or purchase tobacco in California and Hawaii. Let's go to Mark. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, oh, well, I think I might have a whole lot to say about this. About the smoking thing. Just on that right away. You caught my I agree with that lady, by the way, that you were talking about. If you call us back, whatever. I'm on her side.
The fascist? That. You agree with the one who wants to tell everyone what to do and then throw people in prison who don't do what she wants?
Well, I don't know if that's what she's talking about, throwing people in prison for
yeah, stuff, buddy. What do you think's going to happen if you don't? What do you think's going to happen if, let's say, I'm a bar owner and I want to allow people to smoke cigarettes in my bar, and then the health inspector, whoever the hell it is, comes in and decides to write me a citation and I don't pay it? What's going to happen to me?
Oh, okay. In that case, hey, fantastic, cool, because he was allowing it to take place.
So you are cool with putting peaceful people in a prison cell.
If that's how you want to work it.
You're the one who supports this law. I'm against it.
This is what I'm cool about. Is like you're just talking about the equipment. The cigarette's not good for the smoking and for the equipment and so forth. Yeah, I understand that. We also people that don't like to smoke that make the choice to make a smart choice and not smoke and not harm ourselves and not screw up our lungs and our health. That's screwing up our lungs and health by breathing that stuff.
Don't go to those places.
Clothes?
Are you a slave to your desires, sir? Do you have to go and eat everywhere where there's smoke?
Hey, if it's open to the public, it should be a clean, safe environment for the public. If you want to go ahead, my parents smoked like machines when I was a kid. I remember sticking my mouth up to the crack of the window to breathe fresh air. You just smoke so much in a car.
Well, you know what? If it's open to the public, let's take your mindset to its logical extension here. If it's open to the public, you say it should be clean and safe. Well, some people would argue fast food is not safe. So let's go ahead and
bars.
Should we get rid of that? Yeah, soda pop. Let's ban all good, junk food. You want to ban all junk food? Maybe make everything a Whole Foods.
I got a good response for that. Now let's do the flip side. Let's go ahead and say,
what's your response?
You may have a really long response. No, yes and no. But anyhow, let me give you another flip side of viewpoint. You brought up a good point with, if you don't enforce that or you don't have the laws, less people will do it. I don't know if that's true or not. I doubt it. But anyhow, I think if they do that and don't have the laws, what they ought to do in a supermarket is they ought to be required.
I'm lost.
Now,
do what and don't have what laws? You're being very general here, and it's hard to really follow what you're saying.
Legally, but let's say you just open it up and let everybody do whatever they want, like libertarians want. Total freedom.
No, let's clarify. We want people to do what they want on their own property. So each property owner would get to decide. Each restaurateur would get to decide what the rules are for their own property. Then you, as a customer, would get to decide which restaurants you patronize. Like, freedom.
Maybe we need to clarify the property aspect of it. Somebody at their home, sitting in their driveway, at their house, it's not affecting anybody else. They want to go ahead and smoke and do drugs, screw themselves up. I call it the stupid aisle. They should put a stupid aisle up in every grocery store. Want to buy this stuff? This is what stupid people do if you want to harm yourself. Put fast food under that category. Maybe they should put the stupid fast food. If you're stupid, come here and eat. I guess I fall in that category because I eat some fast food here, so I fall into the stupid aisle. I'll buy Hostess Ho-Hos. Put Hostess Ho-Hos next to the cigarettes in the stupid aisle. But anyhow, the private property aspect of it. Public versus private. Home, hey, you know what? I don't have a problem with that. But if you want to run a business and you want to sell something to the public.
So you don't believe in private property,
well,
then?
Where did you get this right? This is what I want to know. This is about rights theory
private
here.
Private property, having your own place.
Listen to me. Where did you get this right to tell me what I can do in my business? Where did it come from?
If you're opening up a business and you're opening it up to the public, you now are opening it up and it's subjecting other people from the public.
No, you're not.
You have to go there.
Unless I go out into the public and get a gun and force march people into my business.
I'm driving down a road and I see a donut place or whatever. I don't know if it's smoke, if it's all clogged up with smoking in it. Okay, I want a donut. So I go in there and go to get a donut. Now I'm breathing.
There's
smoke.
Usually a sign on the door if smoking's not allowed. And if you open the door and you smell smoke, you can turn right back around and walk out and find a donut shop. That
it's not like you're going to drop dead from one lung full of secondhand smoke, you know.
So, you don't really support private property.
Right. You didn't answer my question, though.
I support
where do you get the right? Where do you get the right?
Private property.
No, you don't.
You're a liar. You don't understand it. You're either a liar or you don't understand what private property is. One or the other.
Your house is private property.
Yeah, my business is too.
Your business, but you're opening up to the public. Now it's not
open to the public.
As far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion.
You can redefine property if that's what you want to do. Where do you get the right to tell me what I can do in my business?
My lungs. So when they pass a law,
right.
The
law. You just pointed it out.
I'm being silly. You're
being a Nazi.
You're absolutely right. The law is what gives you the right. The law is a bunch of words written on paper by liars and thieves, and you're willing to use that force that they have, that they've claimed for themselves, a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass, to reach your own ends. When you're willing to do that, then anybody can do anything to you. A government that can do one thing to you can do anything to you.
You used a good example of the fast food thing. Here's the difference. Fast food, I can go in there. I don't have to buy the fast food, and it's not going to affect me walking in there and walking on out. But if I walk in there and people are...
Once you have single-payer health care, Bao, once you've got single...
I don't want to smell it.
Once you've got single-payer health care, you're going to have to pay for my fast food diet.
Thanks for the call. I've never heard such a bunch of whiners than these people who, oh my God, I have to go in those businesses and inhale the smoke, as though the fact that a business has opened its doors means that they're obligated to go shop there or they're obligated to go eat there. At no point where, as you point out, Mark, you never force somebody through your front doors. You open that door, you smell smoke, turn around, and go somewhere else. If you want, call them up and say, hey, look, I just want to let you know you lost my business today because you guys allow smoking, and I would have been a regular customer. Thanks.
New Hampshire just recently, not too long ago, a few years ago, passed this no smoking in businesses
rule. It was a decade ago.
Before that, I would go into, some restaurants that allowed smoking, and some didn't. There were, surprise, more than one option. I didn't like it. I wouldn't eat at a place. I don't want to eat at a breakfast place with somebody smoking next to me. It makes the eggs taste bad.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
to the program. We've got people who believe they own your private property. They don't even understand what private property means. They think that, oh, you've opened a business, you're letting the public in, so therefore, we get to tell you what to do. We, who are the public, will use the government to force you to run your business how we want you to run it.
Well,
because that's what freedom's all about.
I do think the public can ultimately force a business to use the power of their dollars to incentivize a business to act the way they want.
No, that's not force.
I understand. But
it is a market mechanism. No, it's not force. It's a market mechanism of protest, of boycott, of spreading the word about a business that's running their business in a way that you don't agree with. And that's just the natural process of the marketplace. That's not force. Force is aggression, basically the use of aggression by the government. That's the way I'm using the term force here.
Yes.
Where if you don't do what they say, some men with guns are going to come in and take you and put you into a cell. And if you don't go with those men with the guns, then they might just shoot you or incapacitate you in some way so they can then put you in the cell. And then they'll do whatever they want to with your business at that point. That's kind of how this stuff works. And it's not okay. It's not a neighborly thing to do. Just because your neighbor is doing something you don't agree with should not give you the right to use violence to stop that person.
Right. And the idea that, the idea that you can do what you want at your home or whatever, well, we've kind of shown that that isn't the case either. There's plenty of people out there that want to stop you from being able to smoke in your backyard because it wafts over to their backyard. I can't have my windows open in my own house, they say.
So could you use up to $35,000? Maybe you're looking to start your own business. No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, we'll talk to Nikki. Listening in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, I just wanted to start off by saying not all people from Indiana like Marg are idiots. I agree with you guys 100%.
Thank you.
You'll
be a lot less fun, though. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree. I just wanted to make a statement about the chick from Idaho, though. She's out of her mind. If we were to do that,
Can you recap what you're referring to when you say that?
Well, the same thing Mark was talking about as far as, restricting businesses from being able to run it how they want and secondhand smoke and all that stupid stuff. If it were that case and they could control us that deeply, then we should start getting rid of perfume because of people who have asthma.
Yep, that's a great point. There are absolutely some very offensive. I don't have asthma, but I have smelled some very offensive smelling perfumes that I would prefer not to smell. And so should I be able to walk into a business and say, well, my, it smells the way I don't like in here. I demand that you spritz this place up. Let's get some Febreze out. I'm in charge of this place because I've walked in the front door.
Well, you're completely right. Well, and then with what Mark said about the companies, that irritated me a little bit, too, because of the fact that if we were to do that with all businesses, just because they're unhealthy and because of smoke and because they're open to the public, then they should shut down hookah bars.
Don't give them any ideas. Nikki, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. The way the hookah bar that was here in Keene, New Hampshire, had to operate because of this stupid rule that says you can't smoke in a business in New Hampshire, a business open to the public, the workaround for that was the hookah bar sold private memberships. So when you came into the hookah lounge, you would have to become a member of this private club where people smoked hookahs. And, it worked out okay. The bar was open for a while. It ultimately didn't work, I think, because there was a falling out between the two owners. But it seemed like it was a workable business model. It was the one workaround you could possibly have to allow smoking within a business. And you shouldn't have to jump through all those hoops to allow smoking within your business. You shouldn't have to find the legal loopholes to get around that stuff. But I think Nikki's right on in that there are lots of things that could offend people. I might be offended by the way somebody looks, by their hairstyle, by the T-shirt that that they're wearing. Is it only if I'm inhaling something that gives me the right to control the business owner? No, and nor will it stop there with these people who want to control business owners. Let business owners make their own decisions. Let the marketplace punish them or reward them as the marketplace sees fit.
Also, when it, you know, some people will say, well, perfume doesn't cause people to have, you know, obviously enough secondhand smoke can be bad for your lungs and that.
I don't know. There's questionable evidence about that.
Yeah, but enough perfume can certainly be unpleasant and can probably cause bad situation for people with asthma. But what about walking along the side of the road and smelling exhaust? That's not exactly good for you either.
Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We've got Dave. He's on the line in Indianapolis. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Vapor fiend. I kind of disagree with you.
Really?
Kinda.
Let me ask you a question. All right, and I'm going, this is a constitutional question, and yeah, I'm saying yeah, but you'll be able to pick it up pretty quick. I'm living in Indiana, and in Indiana, the bars, you can do whatever you want. You can smoke whatever, and that's the way I think it ought to be on laissez-faire. I get pissed off when people enforce their fetishes on everybody else via,
just to clarify something, Dave, are you saying that it's not illegal in Indiana for a restaurateur?
No, actually is. Yeah, and that sucks. But anyway, I get up and leave. Okay, so I'm sitting in the restaurant in Indiana, and hypothetically, smoking is legal and all that. Should that law also be mirrored in Illinois?
Well, I would say that a state should be able to make its own decisions in that case under sort of a constitutional paradigm. But I don't consider the Constitution to be the highest law. I believe the law is written by God on man's heart. And so, therefore, I think that all states should allow people that freedom. The Constitution, which is just a piece of paper, written by some old dead lawyers, that doesn't guarantee you anything. It's just the rules of the game for the government, and they don't follow it.
The reason I ask is because I'm halfway in agreement with you, and I'm trying to use federalism to solve this. Because when you start out the story and you talked about California passing a law to ban this, California is the land of the jackasses. Okay, they're the land of the jackwagons. They're idiots, and I get that. And I don't care really what California does.
And people are leaving. They're going to Texas.
I know, and they should. Until you get rid of Democrats. I get offended if I'm in a restaurant and I know somebody in there is going to vote for Bernie or Hillary. I want to throw them out. But here's my point. If it's not a federal issue, then maybe leave it up to each state. Now here's where this works. If the people in Indiana raise so much hell, and customer and bar owner alike stand shoulder to shoulder, and they tell their respective state legislatures, okay, we want to smoke in the bar, we want the freedom, we want private property rights, and we want the freedom.
It's too late.
To
That's
want.
Already been taken away from them. Thanks, Dave. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But most people have been talking about cigarettes tonight. The fact that in California, it is now, as of June 9th, going to be illegal for people under the age of 21 to possess or purchase tobacco products, as well as e-cigarettes. And further, if you're over the age of 21 or 21 and over, you will be unable to possess e-cigarettes if you're in a place where tobacco is illegal to have or to smoke. So whatever those places are in California, I'm sure they are myriad. Now you can no longer use e-cigarettes in the same places where it's illegal to use tobacco as of June 9th. So that's a brief rundown of the news here. You can also take control here at 855-450-FREE. Now, maybe you're putting together a new business, or maybe you've got an old business and you just need a reload on some business cards. Go to Vistaprint.com, and you can load up with 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. When you use our promo code at checkout, the code you'll need is FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Whatever it is you need as a small business owner, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, they can handle it at Vistaprint.com, and it's super easy to use their customizing tool on their website. You can customize the text, colors, backsides of your business card, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. Upload your existing logo or use one of their pre-existing designs. It's totally up to you. And what I did with my card, I've got the I actually used this to create a palm card for my movie, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. That way I can easily promote the movie with these little business card size things. They're full color, so I had my graphics already done up by my graphic designer, and I just uploaded them into their tool, and it was super easy, and you could do the same thing, or customize it however you want. Just start up at Vistaprint.com, and when you're ready to check out, use code FTL, and you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Of course, you can upgrade the quality of the cards and, you know, add some special features to them, like metallic finish, spot gloss, make the card thicker, that kind of thing. Vistaprint.com, code FTL at checkout. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk first to, I believe, Rhonda is on the line listening in Myrtle Beach. Rhonda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just got a question about your business owner idea. You said that we shouldn't restrict the business owners at all. So would it be okay if I had a sign on my door that said no blacks, no Jews, no women, no gays?
It wouldn't be okay with me. I wouldn't shop there. But I don't think the government should be in the business of telling people how they can run their business.
Don't you think your business would probably be shut down pretty quickly? I mean, like you wouldn't have
know.
Any business?
There's probably a bunch of people out there that would support it. But going back to
seems,
the whole MLK
I don't, not where
thing,
I live.
I don't know. You've got a lot of people out there that kind of are prejudiced. So
yeah, they certainly are, but it's hard enough to run a business without excluding a whole bunch of your market share. It gets much more difficult to run that business if you, you know, you're specialized when you run a business anyway, and then you just cut out, you know, the vast majority of people out there.
But the whole MLK, the whole Woolworth lunch counter, you're saying that you think that they should be allowed to do that.
Well, what I'm going to say is that I don't know. I can't really speak to what's happened in the past, but I can say that the world is better when human freedom flourishes, when we try new things, when people are allowed to try a bunch of different things, rather than sort of everything being cookie cutter and homogenized. Now, I may not agree with your choices, but I think that in a free country, you should be able to make those choices. So, do I support people, you know, excluding people based on their skin color? Well, yes, but I do it equally. I think a business should be able to exclude people because they're white or because they're black. They should be able to exclude them because they're Protestant or because they're Catholic. I don't have a preference as far as that goes.
Right. Okay. So you'd think if someone put a Star of David with a big cross through it on their business, that they should
they,
be able to.
They can, as far as I'm concerned, they can do that. And I'm Jewish.
Thanks for the call, Rhonda. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. To say someone should be free to do something does not imply support for that action.
Right.
Okay?
don't you think that I want to know the people that would be willing to do that to their business?
Yeah, absolutely. I would want to know who the racist, scumbag, bigot business owners are out there. I think they should be able to wear it, you know, out there and, you know, let people know.
Right now, the big thing is about making cakes for gay weddings. If I were gay, I am not. Do you think I'd want to bring business to somebody that desperately doesn't want to make a cake for me?
Hell no.
And
who knows what they'll put in that cake?
And look, really what it comes down to it, those people don't have to make a cake for you. They can just say, I'm busy. I'm booked up.
Mm-hmm.
The only people you're forcing to make a cake for you are those that have enough integrity and courage to stand up and say, this is why I'm not making a cake, because I disagree with your lifestyle. And as far as I'm concerned, that's bullcrap. I've got a lifestyle. You can disagree with mine. And I don't want you to make a cake for me. I wouldn't pay you to make a cake for me. Screw you. Take your cake and shove it.
Let's continue. We got Ed on the line in North Carolina. Ed, listening to WSIC. Hey there.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi. You're on the air?
Yeah. Very, very interesting conversation. I actually called to weigh in on e-cigarettes.
Sure.
But I want to first commend you for your philosophy. Of course, it's our founding principles were freedom of association and property rights. And if people don't like it, they can vote with their feet. So I think the message that you're getting out there is very important, and I'm commend you for it. I'm a primary care physician, and I really want to weigh in on cigarettes. I think I can pretty much sum it up by saying that in my career, I've been practicing probably for about 25 years, I know of no other product potential to save more human life and prevent more human suffering than electronic cigarettes. It's really that simple.
Wow,
that's a huge,
that's a powerful thing to say. I would agree with you.
I'm endorsing. I'm going to say that, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you said it's not like breathing Rocky Mountain air.
Yeah.
But most of the studies done were done on old products. They were done on the original Chinese imports. And what is used today is made in the USA. Ingredients are simple. We know exactly what's in them. Most of them, as you know, are glycerin-based products and using USP-grade glycerin. That's United States Pharmacopeia. It's a fairly pure product. Food flavorings, which are FDA-approved.
So isn't this really about the FDA protecting the tobacco industry by restricting the use of these things?
Absolutely. We know the FDA from way back. I'm not sure if they've not done more harm than good.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your call here tonight. Appreciate the expertise.
Yeah. I want to say thank you for your service, too.
Yeah. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, you know, he's not saying take up e-cigarette use, but he is saying that this product has helped people. He's seen that happen. You know, he's a general care physician. He's seen the evidence, individual after individual, of people who have been able to quit smoking, and then many of them able to quit using the vapor. I've seen it in my personal life. And if you've got people who are in your life who are cigarette smokers, if you've been paying attention, maybe you've noticed that some of them have switched to e-cigarettes. That makes me feel good for those folks.
Right.
I think they're making the right choice.
E-cigarettes were, I quit just a little before the sort of wave of e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
But I would have quit using e-cigarettes had that opportunity come around. I ended up using Chantix, which is a prescription drug thing that doesn't work for everybody. A lot of people apparently have complaints about vivid dreams.
E-cigarettes don't work for everybody, too.
Right.
I mean, sometimes
they're
someone
not
will,
perfect.
Right. Sometimes somebody will start the e-cig and then they'll take smoking back up because it doesn't hit them the same way or something.
Right. I mean, once you decide to use the most addictive substance on the planet and subject your body to that, you know, some things may not work for you.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Kids, don't smoke.
855-450-3733. And you can join us here also on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We got plenty of time for you. If you want to talk about cigarettes, e-cigarettes, these ridiculous bans. Now you can't, in another month or so in California, you won't be able to have an e-cigarette under 21.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so call us there. You'll sound a lot better than if you're on the phone. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous, while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. That's thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we continue here talking about freedom on Free Talk Live, about the freedom to choose things that may be a poor choice. Maybe it's smoking cigarettes. Maybe it's allowing people to smoke cigarettes in your business. Maybe it's disallowing people you don't like from coming into your business, thereby resulting in other people who don't like that you don't like those people not coming into your business. We've covered all of these things here tonight, all based on California now making it illegal for people under the age of 21 to possess or purchase tobacco products and also e-cigarettes and e-cigarette related products. And further, if you're over 21 in California, starting in June when these laws take effect, you will also be prohibited from using e-cigarettes in any place where cigarette use is prohibited. And that is not freedom. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. We've got Ron in Richmond. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ron.
Hey, first I want to say I agree with you guys on all this, but I did have a devil's advocate point of view.
It's all right.
Not cigarette smoke, say, in an enclosed area. or let's say an employee who, well, I guess you have freedom of movement, but basically is not cigarette smoke a form of aggression?
No, not at all. Because
it is a form of aggression.
If you blow it in someone's face.
If you lock somebody in a room and you prevent them from leaving and you pump that room full of cigarette smoke, it's then aggression.
Well, the aggression was locking them in the room right. In the first place.
But it's additional aggression on top of it.
Yeah.
However, if they can leave, then it's not aggression. It's
right.
A choice to be there.
So you mentioned an employee. The employee made the choice to work in a place where they knew, presumably, that there was smoking allowed.
In many cases, they will choose to work there because smokers are better tippers.
Mm.
Maybe it's because they know they won't live as long.
True. And I have to say, I was actually surprised about Rhonda down in Florida. Because most people don't get that, they don't make that leap. When y'all say a business owner should be free to do what they want, they don't make the leap going there, where she went.
Where was there? I'm sorry.
She asked about discrimination.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. Let's go to Rick. He's in Michigan. Listening to WYS. Hey, Rick. Go ahead. You're on the air.
You know, all these people think that the big government is looking out for their health. Well, let me just tell you, in the state of Michigan, where they have banned cigarette smoking and all businesses, all I should say except for casinos. And when asked why, it's because of the taxes they collect from the casinos. They don't want to lose out on their tax money, so you're allowed to smoke in the casinos. So maybe what all the business owners should do is put some one-armed bandits or some video footage in their establishment and just say, hey, I'm a casino.
If so, only it were that easy, right? Because the casinos don't want competition.
Right. You know, it's like when the big government tells you that if you operate your vehicle, you're not hurting anybody else by not wearing your seatbelt, but I can drive down the road on my motorcycle with no restraints holding me in, and I don't even have to wear a helmet. You know, what kind of sense the government makes on any of their...
And Michigan is one of the... Michigan is a helmet-free state?
For the last 2 years, it has been, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think the best argument for forcing people to wear seatbelts, and I'm against it, here in New Hampshire, adults don't have to wear seatbelts. It's the only state in the union, so the rest of you. I would say that the best argument is that a seatbelt will hold you behind the wheel in case of a situation where you might get thrown away out of the driver's seat. And that happens. But I think that the best argument against it is motorcycles. You know, you can't strap those people in behind the wheel because, you know, you're going to kill people if you put seatbelts on motorcycles.
Hey, Rick, thank you for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Drive safe out there. Sounded like he was on the road. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Let's continue. We've got John is on the line in Virginia. John, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I was listening to your conversations earlier, but the point you're missing, I think, to some degree, and I see this happening to friends of mine and people I met who own businesses, is the unbelievable interference in regulation stuff. For instance, I know some people that own a small hamburger stand, and the guy from the health department comes in there and makes them burn the meat beyond recognition to where nobody wants to eat there anymore.
Ridiculous.
Honest to God, I've got a friend of mine who just went out of business with his business of a nightclub, a small nightclub. They had disc jockeys that came in two or three nights a week, and they had karaoke. Guess what? This business music thing pops up claiming that they owe them thousands of dollars for playing music inside their business.
Yeah,
I mean, ASCAP, BMI, people.
That's crazy. I mean, you're paying disc jockeys and so forth. If anybody should be paying any kind of regulatory thing on it, it would be the person supplying the music, it would seem to me.
You would think,
No, they go after the bar owner. I mean, this was unbelievable.
They go after the person who's got the money. That's what the government wants. They want, and in this case, it's not the government, but it's the record companies doing it with the blessings of the government, basically. You know, you're right. Business owners are subjected to constant regulation and, you know, these government goons telling them how they need to run their business as opposed to letting the market decide these things. And it's insulting. John, was there more you wanted to share? Go ahead.
That's pretty much it. The point being, though, the big thing is that anybody who opens a small business is practically put the target off their back. Because
yep,
the thing
true.
That I can't help but notice is Applebee's and Chili's and McDonald's and Burger King, there's nobody in there going in there making them burn the food and serve it that way, et cetera, et cetera. There's nobody coming in there doing these things to them. The other problem is say you own a business where somebody buys.
That's because they've got lawyers. Business. Sorry to interrupt, but they've got a team of lawyers at the corporate level who can handle these little town regulatory structures. So they pick on the little guys. They pick on the independent business owners because they're easier to push around. It's just a criminal gang, pushing people around
right.
and threatening them. That's all it is.
Right, but it cracks me up to hear these politicians talk about the backbone of our economy is our small businessmen. Well, why in the hell are you putting them out of business then?
Good call, John. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Boyle listening in Virginia to WLNI. Hello, Boyle.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk.
What's on your mind, sir?
I smoked when I was 11 years old. And I'm 73 now, and I quit many years ago. And I got to thinking to myself, so everybody might appreciate this. If I keep smoking, I keep giving my money to the manufacturers that make the cigarettes, and I've got nothing to show for it. I've got ashes. They've got my money, something tangible. I've got nothing. Same thing with drinking. I have to go in and get drunk in the bars. The bartender got my money in the register, and I come out with nothing in my pocket. It's my fault. I go in the bathroom and get rid of what I just put in my body. And so I'm being foolish. Why am I robbing myself by smoking and drinking when I've got nothing tangible as evidence to show I've got something with me? It's all going out to somebody else or waste. It's just ridiculous. So I quit drinking and smoking.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is salt of the earth advice that can not get any more clear for you.
Yeah, that was real clear.
It's like 17 cents for a pack of cigarettes, and now it's like...
up in smoke. That's 17 cents just burned up, isn't it, Boyle?
Yeah, who's robbing who? The government. And then what the state does? They let you buy alcoholic beverages, then you kill somebody in a highway, and the state is getting revenue out of the whole thing.
They sure are. They get it on every end. Thanks, Boyle, for the call. Really great points here tonight. He's right.
It eats him up that pack of cigarettes was 17 cents.
Well, 17 cents bought a lot more back then.
I understand. That's just amusing. Now in New York City, those things are probably like 17 bucks.
It's getting that way. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Also,
bless Boyle.
Skype usernames, lrn.fm. You can join us and bring up whatever you want to discuss. We'll dig in deeper into these ridiculous regulations in California if we get the chance. Coming up in Hour 3 on Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.